My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate. We think interest rates have gotten high. Maybe they're just back to normal. I'm David Brancaccia. Good morning to you. First, Meta, the Facebook Instagram company, is scheduled to release quarterly results and future guidance after stock trading ends for the day. Investors will also be listening for reaction to new lawsuits filed by attorneys general of 41 states and D.C. They allege Facebook and Instagram deliberately hook children in ways that can hurt their mental health, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
The allegations are familiar, first made by former Meta employee turned whistleblower Frances Haugen. She testified in Congress 2 years ago that the company, then called Facebook, knew some Instagram features were harming children.
As long as Facebook is operating in the shadows, hiding its research from public scrutiny, it is unaccountable.
State attorneys general opened investigations, and now they're suing in multiple courts, accusing Meta of illegally collecting data on children under 13 and deliberately designing addictive features. Megan Moreno is a University of Wisconsin pediatrician who studies social media's impact on adolescent health.
These are platforms that are designed to capture your attention. And it is the case that kids have less fully developed brains and may have a harder time extricating themselves from those design elements.
In a statement, Meta said it is committed to providing safe and positive experiences for teens and has introduced more than 30 tools to that end. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
After Venezuela's leader Nicolas Maduro agreed to plan toward fair elections, the country's oil industry is revving up for more exports of crude, but the U.S. Energy Information Administration, or EIA, does not expect a major surge in new oil hitting the market. Our Lily Jamali reports.
There's plenty of demand for the sour, heavy crude oil that Venezuela produces, but getting it out is another matter. The nation's oil sector has weathered a long period of underinvestment and mismanagement, says Carla Bass of Argus Media, which tracks energy market data.
Refineries have not been maintained properly for many years. Pipelines haven't been replaced.
The EIA says that's likely to limit growth in Venezuelan crude production through the end of next year. U.S. sanctions relief could give Venezuela better access to chemicals needed to dilute its crude as it's processed, which have been in short supply, according to the EIA. But the sanctions deal is set to last for just 6 months for now, which might not be enough to spur a long-term boost to production. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We're forgetting what normal is when it comes to the cost of borrowing in America. Did we get addicted to nearly free money and are kvetching now that central bankers have taken away the gravy train? Let's check in with Karen Petru. She's co-founder and managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. Hi there.
Hi, David.
A lot of ink was spilled of the newspaper variety talking about the benchmark 10-year interest rate, the yield on the government's 10-year note, crossing above 5%, which it did late last week. It's back down. What does all this tell us about the Fed's campaign to slow the economy just enough?
There's a lot more going on than just the Fed. First and foremost, I mean, historically, rates in the United States are 5%. That is the historic 10-year Treasury rate. So for all of the ink spilling and ooh-la-la-ing, what I think we need to remember is that this is normal. And as we adjust to normal, the financial system will get safer, debt burdens will drop, and I think the economy will become a lot more sustainable. This is really a good thing that the market is starting to normalize.
This is an interesting reminder that 0% interest, which we used to see, was weird. That's not how life should be.
Even when inflation was itsy-bitsy, zero was actually negative. You have zero rates but 1% inflation. The interest rate is still minus one. Negative rates mean you make money when you borrow money. That's why we have this enormous amount of household, corporate, and government debt. Just a few years ago, modern monetary theory was the rage, and it said that you could borrow money forever and ever and ever because money was so cheap. I thought it was nonsense then, and it's clearly nonsense, but that was the way people were thinking with zero rates.
So when interest rates move to a more normal situation, as you see it, that, you think, moves money into more productive uses?
It does, because you need to make a reasonable return over time. You're not chasing yields in the markets the way we were frenetically doing it. Remember, when interest rates were zero, depositing money was a great way to lose money. You distort the fundamental flow of what's called financial intermediation, taking deposits and savings and putting them into the economy when interest rates are upside down and it costs you more money to save than to borrow.
Karen Petru is co-founder of Federal Financial Analytics. Always good to catch up.
Thanks, David. You too.
Now, none of this isn't to say that higher interest rates now are not a shock. Case in point, data from Bankrate finding that the annual percentage rate on store credit cards, the branded ones for specific retailers, are pushing and sometimes crossing above 30%. On average, these kinds of cards are running more than 2% higher this year compared to last. We don't have the official data yet on consumer debt in the summer into fall quarter, but in the spring, credit card debt alone had risen $45 billion to more than $1 trillion. Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Hansen, Nick Perez, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Senior producers, Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. I'm David Brancaccio. It's Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.